Hey everyone, it's 11, it's actually 11:01. I'm here live to do a ceremony with you, and I hope that in taking part in this ceremony, you are given an opportunity to connect within yourself, to cultivate connection with something greater than yourself, like a spiritual connection with the universe or whoever you pray to. And then also that we can connect in community. Hi, everyone. Welcome. So I'm going to just give a moment for people to join. I know some people will watch the replay too. That's fine. And while people are joining, I'm going to light a candle. I love beginning my ceremonies with lighting a candle. To me, it's just such a beautiful way to bring some like just real deep sacred energy. Even something as simple as a candle, when it's done with intention, can be so transformative. As you're tuning in today, let me know how you're feeling. Send an emoji or let me know where you're watching from. So I'm lighting my candle now, and I'm also going to burn some incense. Hi everyone, welcome. So I'm gonna do a card reading, and based on the message that comes through, we'll have some inspirational conversation. And after that, we'll go into an integration practice. The integration practices for me are where the power is. It's like when we can bring the message into our hearts, into our bodies, into our minds. Just not only cognitively understanding something, but like really embodying it. That's where the real transformation happens. Hi everyone. Actually, you can all help me vote on which deck we're going to use. So a couple of options. Let me know in the comments which deck we're going to use today. I have my Earth Magic deck, which I love. We have the Rose Oracle. So Earth Magic I've had since I was 16. We have the Rose Oracle. This is a newer one, the Rose Oracle. We can always do our goddess cards. I pulled these cards for people at my 13th birthday, so I've had them for a really long time. Or we have soul flower cards, which are made by a local Maine artist. So that's really cool too. So let me know in the chat which deck we're going to use today. The Earth Magic, the Rose Oracle, Goddess Guidance, or the soul flower. So vote in the chat to let me know. Welcome everybody. And then based on the cards that we all vote for, I will shuffle the deck and we'll have a reading. And based on the message that comes through, I might channel some intuitive messages for you. And then we'll go into some type of what I really want to do today, just given what's happening in the state where I live and then also the world at large. I just really want to raise the collective energy. The way I think about this is, you know, with tuning forks, if one is in one frequency, the other one will vibrate at that same frequency. It's also been proven that we as humans affect each other in a very similar way. And if somebody's frequency is like super intense and powerful, another person will have the same frequency. It even happens with our heart rates. Like we can affect each other's heart rates by being in proximity with somebody. So if somebody has a heart rate that's going really, really, really fast, your heart rate might speed up and you might even not know why. It's really amazing. But we can have the opposite effect too, where maybe somebody's in a state of anxiousness or panic or heaviness, and we can, by embodying a really potent form of loving, peaceful energy, uplift the energy collectively. And at this time, when there's a lot of fear and a lot of grief, rightfully so, we can also tap into peaceful prayers. We can tap into loving energy, divine loving energy. And maybe even you want to tap into the energy of radical transformation for the collective good, for the well-being of our children. So you get to kind of choose. Hi, everyone. Okay, so I'm seeing one vote for the soul flower, one vote for the rose oracle. Does somebody want to break this tie? We have the soul. You get to vote for the deck we're using today. Soul flower or rose oracle? Let me know. So as we're beginning this ceremony, just consider maybe some intention that you want to bring into it for yourself, especially before I shuffle this deck. So is it peace? Is it compassion? Is it change? Is it comfort? Is it love? What's something that you want to embody to send out into the world? Okay, I also love Soulflower, local main artist. I really love that energy for today. So we'll do Soulflower. Thanks for breaking the vote, breaking the tie, Deborah. I'm excited for this card. And it's so nice to see so many of you here. Thank you for joining. Okay, I'm going to pull a card for the collective from this Soulflower deck. Okay, we have a beautiful card here, and actually this flower is a native flower in Maine, the lady slipper. What I love about the lady slipper is she's one of the few, like, really, I don't know how to put this, but like vibrant flowers that grow in the forest. So many of the flowers that are grown in landscapes and gardens have been cultivated, but lady slipper grows abundantly without cultivation. So that's really cool. She grows without human interference at all. And she's this beautiful, delicate woodland flower. She grows in forests underneath pine trees. And when I see her walking in the woods, so you can see she actually has this shape of a slipper of a shoe. It looks like a little fairy shoe. And there is just this stark contrast of the vibrant colors. So she grows in pinks, she grows in whites. So there's this stark contrast of the lady slipper against the woodland, which, you know, is pine needles on the floor, and you have this kind of very earthy palette, but then you have this bright, vibrant flower in the middle of it that grows on its own without cultivation. I love that. To me, that message, just intuitively right now, is being that bright, vibrant energy in the midst of the whole space, like where everything kind of looks the same or has a very similar energy to it, there's suddenly this disruption of bright beauty. So for you, for us, I think that we can embody that bright light energy, that vibrant beauty energy in the midst of whatever the landscape is, no matter what's going on, no matter what season it is, we can really become this force of beauty and truth. I love this. Yeah, beauty and truth in the comments. Love that. Okay, I will read what the card says too. So that was my intuitive interpretation. What the card says is when you're feeling weary, exhausted, and disconnected from your earthly pursuits, which, hello, who feels that way? Comment if you feel weary, exhausted, or disconnected. Let me know if you feel that resonates with me for sure. Lady Slipper can help restore your soul's connection to your physical body. Oh my gosh, this is exactly what we're doing today. This is such an affirmation. That's the whole intention of why I'm doing this ceremony. Lady Slipper can restore your soul's connection to your physical body. She will help infuse your daily life with guidance and intuition directly from the divine source so that you can fully participate in life, inhabit and explore your sensual body, and walk the path your soul intends. Oh, so in alignment. Yes. Okay. I'm so glad I'm seeing yes. Yes to all of the above. High 10 emoji, me, we're in alignment. Yes, beautiful. I'm so glad that's resonating with you. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to restore our soul's connection into our physical body. And we'll do that I want to do, as I said, an energy practice. So whether or not you're an energy healer, you're going to be an energy healer today. Certifications and trainings are helpful and important if you're doing energy work professionally, but I want you to know that whether or not you've done a certification or a training as an energy healer, you are an energy healer, because this is something we all have access to. And by doing the certifications and trainings, you're given like framework to do it safely for others, but you can do it for yourself and just for the collective at large, as you are now. You don't need anything other than the power that's already within you. So we're going to do energy healing for the collective to promote. Let me know what your intention is for the work that you're going to do today in our ceremony. Do you want to promote peace? Do you want to promote soul purpose for people, divine connection, comfort, healing? What are you sending out into the world? I would love for you to comment, because the more that we can hold each other's intentions in our hearts, the more powerful it will be. So let me know in the comments what you're going to be beaming out to the world. So we're going to do some energy. And we're also in that process simultaneously going to be receiving healing ourselves. Because when we do energy work, we are channeling divine loving light healing. So we're experiencing it. And whatever you're sending out into the world, you get to also receive. It's the most beautiful thing, I think, that we get to be nourished while we're nourishing others. And within that, we're going to be bringing our soul's connection back into the physical body, which was this card reading, and tapping into my channeled intuitive message of just being that beam of radiant, loving, divine light. We're going to be doing all of it. Okay, so Deborah says change and love. Ambrosia Manifest says want to promote more empathy and compassion. Pink Aura Lineage. I love that name. Compassion. Inner peace. Hey, Michelle, healing, goddess of love and light, infinite love within. We are doing this right now. Yeah. Comfort. I'm just giving you all opportunity. Hey, Anna, good to see you. Giving you all an opportunity to share what you're going to be doing, and then I'll guide you through it. Okay. So you have your intention, what you want to beam out to the world. You're also going to be receiving. We're going to do energy healing together right now. And it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. I can't tell you how happy I am to see you all here. It's very moving to me, especially given what's happening in the state where I live and in the world. So I just want to thank you for being present in this community care. Okay, so we're going to do energy work. I'm going to teach you how to do it. If you've never done it before, great. We're going to start from scratch. So I want you to first, if you're able to, find a comfortable position for your body to be. It's going to be really wonderful if you can place your feet on the ground. If you're sitting cross-legged or you're lying down, also fine too. There's really no wrong way to do this, but I do like feet on the ground for that really like rooted grounding energy. So if that's an option for you that's comfortable, great. If not, sit however you want to sit. And then we're going to begin to take just some deep breaths, and you're welcome to close your eyes for this portion, and then I'll have you open your eyes when we actually do the energy work. But I want us to just come into our bodies and to calm the nervous system so that we can be a clear channel for the healing energy. So I invite you to place a hand on your heart and close your eyes and breathe into your heart space through your nose if you can, just fully expanding your heart. And exhale out through your mouth, relaxing your shoulders down your spine. inhale, feel your heart space expand with your breath. Breathe all the way to your lower belly, to your pelvic floor. Exhale out the mouth, inviting in relaxation to your body. Inhale, heart expands. Exhale, soften and relax. Two more breaths here. Inhale, full expansion. Exhale, softening and relaxing. One more deep breath in. And exhale. You can open your eyes, and we're going to bring our hands together and rub our palms together to create heat. Heat is energy. So if we're doing energy healing right now, you're actually creating the energy by creating heat in your hand, and then we're going to imbue this energy with an intention. So your intentions were infinite love, your intentions were healing, inner peace, compassion, empathy, change, love. So all of comfort, all of the intentions that you shared, we're all holding together. And I want you to also just think about if your intention were to have a color or a texture or some type of physical manifestation, I want you to maybe imagine that you're cultivating that in your hand. So if your intention is like pink sparkling energy, you can visualize that as the energy you're creating with your hands. Or if your intention is white healing light or is a rainbow, whatever it needs to be, that's what you're creating right now with your hands as you're rubbing your hands together. And now you can bring your hands to stillness, and I want you to bring your hands super, super close together, but not touching. You can feel maybe the heat, the energy radiating from your hands, and you can bring your hands further apart and close together, so close that they're almost touching, but not quite. And what I like to do with this is you can actually feel the resistance of the energy. You can feel the energy between your hands. You could rub your hands in circles, bring them far apart and close together. I feel like I have a little ball of energy between my hands, and maybe you feel this too, or maybe you feel just the heat radiating off your hands. This just gets you really in touch with your energy that you've created. And I want you to just become super aware of this energy, your intention, what it looks like, what it feels like moving through your hands. And then you're going to turn your hands outward towards the world. And I invite you to close your eyes now. See, feel, or imagine that as you breathe, taking those deep breaths like we took at the beginning, you are sending this energy to the world. See this energy, or feel this energy moving into your auric field, the space around you, 3 feet around you. Take a deep breath, take another deep breath, and this energy moves outward into the entire room or space that you're in, filling up the entire space that you are inhabiting right now. As you breathe, this energy expands outward into the entire neighborhood that you're in, the entire area that you're in. You can see it as though you're zooming out on a map. See this energy expand outward to the entire city or town that you're in. This light is moving outward, being propelled by your intention, by your breath. This energy is moving outward. See this energy expand the entire state or province that you're in. See this energy expand, feel this energy expand to the entire country that you're in. And now see this energy expand to the entire continent that you're on, or if you're on an island, the entire ocean that you're in. And then see this energy expand around the world. you can imagine or just feel that this energy is moving in and around the entire earth. Continue to breathe, sending out your intention. We'll be here for a few deep breaths. Take one more breath in. Exhale out the mouth. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to our shared space. And you can bring your hands together in prayer and bow your head in reverence of the divine within you, around you, surrounding us all. And so it is. I would love to know how that experience was for you. I feel like my hands are all tingling. I feel like I could have stayed there for 10 minutes, but I definitely wanted to make this accessible to everyone who maybe doesn't have the capacity or ability to stay in that, but you are welcome. I really, really recommend this practice anytime you feel hopeless or helpless or overwhelmed, and especially watching the suffering of others. This is one way that you can contribute in an energetic form. And of course, there are so many ways to contribute as well. But this is a spiritual contribution that you can offer. And I really love that. Deborah says, started to cry. Pink Aura Lineage says, amazing. I feel compassionate as F. I love that. Deborah, I'm glad that you have a release in this. How else are you all feeling? Let me know. So good to see you all. So I'm seeing some people, multiple people, requesting to come on live with me. And I'm more than happy to hold space for that. But just let me know in the comments if that's a legitimate request and what you're hoping to share by coming on live. I just want to reiterate the intentions that you shared just one more time with full power. In this energy healing together, we sent out change and love. We sent out empathy and compassion. We sent out inner peace, healing, infinite love within, comfort. My intention, I didn't share with you, but my intention was awakening to the divine feminine, awakening to peace, awakening to truth, freedom. So that was my intention. And our card reading was Lady Slipper, restoring your soul's connection to your physical body. And my guided intuitive message for you is to, in the landscape, no matter what the landscape looks like, to be a beam of love, to be a beam of beauty. Beauty, not like physical beauty, though. Sure, adornment's great. But no, being that beam of beauty, of like strength, of comfort, of the inherent beauty of humanity and helping each other. That's my intention for all of you, my channeled message for all of you. So thank you so much for joining me for this. If you have any questions, now is the time, or anything else that you want to contribute. I'm still going to carry on with the masterclass we're doing tomorrow. So if that's something you were planning on joining, it's still happening. Or I guess that's not tomorrow. Gosh, what day is it? Saturday. Still planning on doing that Saturday. So everything is still continuing there. But I am going to just be really mindful of energy. And as I'm sure you all are, just practicing a lot of self-care. Deborah says, this was needed this morning. Thank you. Thank you for this. You all are so welcome. Thank you again for being part of this ceremony and energy healing. I think my prayer is like, somebody out there, multiple people out there felt the love and energy and intention we were sending out. And maybe for them, it was just a moment of a feeling of comfort and peace. I know I felt that. I hope you did too. And again, you can return to that tool, that technique anytime. You don't need anything special to do it. You're perfect as you are. I love you all so much. If anything comes up for you, if you have any questions, you're welcome to reach out to me. I'll be working on and off today, and sending you all so much love. So many blessings to you. So good to see you all. Some friends who've been around here for a long time. My husband just joined. Hi, Sam. All right, I'll see you all soon. Love you.